The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Chavov. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings a braisa. Tanu Rabbanan Madlikim B'Tevel Tomei B'Choil Ein Tzarich Leimer B'Shabbos. Most of the dinim of this daf are not matters of practical halach. There's something interesting that comes out of this Gemara. The braisa tells us the din that one is not allowed to burn tevel tome on choil, on Shabbos. The reason is, the Gemara says, because tevel, which is produce, which has not had trumas and maisus separated from it, for it to be burnt, there's a din deraisa that truma Tahoira is eaten by a kohen. Truma tmeya, the gzeis hakasav, is that it should be burnt, but it should be burnt specifically by a kohen for his usage. For a zar, for a non-kohen, to burn truma tmeya is aser, because the truma has to be used specifically for the needs and for the benefit of the kohen. Not only could it be burnt, it could be given to an animal. An animal is allowed to eat truma tmeya. And one of the dinim that's relevant also, since it has to be used for a kohen, is that only a behema of a kohen, where that's called that the kohen is benefiting from the truma, only the behema of the kohen can eat from the truma. And there was a while, I don't know if they still do it anymore, but the biblical zoo in Yerushalayim, in order to save on the high cost of feeding the animals, would take all the truma that's separated in Eretz Yisrael from all the produce is not eaten, because we're Tamei Bizmanazah, we don't have Paraduma, we can't be Metaher, we can't eat truma. But the Kahanim at least can have a usage, either by burning, which is not practical because we don't make fires by burning peanuts and tomatoes and cucumbers, but there would be a very good use of it to be eaten by the animals. And that's what they did. They fed these big piles of truma tmeya to the animals, tnuva, whatever, all the osim, the food companies, would bring in trucks, and they would feed these huge piles of truma tmeya to the elephants and the other animals. It's just an interesting thing. I don't know if they do it anymore. One of the issues, by the way, that comes up with this is a discussion of whether we could rely bizman hazeh on the yichus of a kohen. Some kahanim are more miyuchas, some kahanim are less miyuchas, in terms of how well documented their lineage of being pure kahanim tohirim, going all the way back to Aaron HaKohen is. And it's well known that we don't rely on kahanim to be musmachim, but as far as the animals of kahanim, where there's no yisurim involved, the animals of kahanim, whether we need kahanim musmachim bizman hazeh, is another interesting discussion. In any case, like we said, this is the din of truma tmeya, and as well as the din of tevel tome, because tevel tome has in it truma, as Rashi and other Rishonim tell us in Yevamis, Shabbos, and other places. And therefore, the halacha is that the tevel tome can't be burnt by a non-kohen. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Mehilchas Maaser seems to indicate that this din would only be by truma tmeya and not by truma tahira. Meaning to say that truma tahira, if the not trumatari has to be eaten. It can't be used in a way which is wasteful. For instance, if there's truma tomatoes, they have to be eaten in the normal way of eating tomatoes. You can't feed them to your animals. Tomatoes that are eatable, it's somewhat considered a waste. The same thing is true by produce during Shemitah. It has to be eaten in the regular way. Ad kedei kach, that it can't be used in an unusual way. Fruits or vegetables that are not generally used as juice or not generally cooked cannot be cooked or used as juice. Of course, as they bring onto the market different types of juices, so it becomes ro'i l'tashmishoi, and they bring more Shemitah fruits to be used in that way. But that's halacha in Shemitah. Anybody who deals with Shemitah fruit, anybody who's zeich to live in Eretz Yisrael, has to know which type of fruits are usually used in which way. And you cannot use the fruits in a way which is not deemed the normal usage of the fruit. That's considered wasting. But what about tevel tahoira? The Rambam is mechadish that tevel tahoira means, say, tevel is the tvua which cannot be eaten, the produce which cannot be eaten because trumas and maasos haven't been separated yet. Can one feed it to one's animal? The Rambam says that yes. Why? Because it doesn't have the din of truma that it has to be used by the kohen. It doesn't have it's not tome where it's mechuyev sreifa. So therefore, the halacha would be that one could use it even in a way which would not be its normal usage. Feeding produce to an animal is not the normal usage, but that din of using things, mishmeres trumaise, which has to be used in its normal way, is only by truma, which has been separated already. But not by tevel, even though tevel is also to eat because of the truma, because the truma hasn't been separated from it. The halacha is lamaise, that tevel you don't have to use in the regular way, and therefore tevel that would be fed to animals would be mutter. As I state in Rambam. The Achronim ask an obvious question. Forget about the dinim of truma. Are you wasting it? Are you not wasting it? Is it mechuyev service or not mechuyev service? When a person has tevel, isn't he mechuyev to be mafish trumas and maises? Isn't that called that he's taking a mitzvah that he has with the Torah, his mitzvah, and all the different psukim of trumas and maises? That if you have a pile, you have a field, you're a yid living in Eretz Yisrael, you have produce, you have 10 tons of cucumbers, you're mechuyev to be mafish trumas and maises. How could you feed that to an animal, destroy the ability to be mekayim the mitzvah? Isn't that a bitl mitzvah semi deraisa? This is a kasha that's raised by the Achronim, most notably Rav Shach in Sefer Avi Ezri. And this type of question brings to mind a famous discussion between the Taz and Rav Kiva Eger in the very beginning of Yerodei, Yerodei Simon Aleph. The Taz is discussing Yerodei, in the beginning is talking about Hilchas Shechita, and there's a question whether Shechita, about the brachas that one makes on Shechita, is one mechuyev asher kedishanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al Shechita? Is one mechuyev to shech? Are you mechuyev to shecht an animal? If you want to eat, the only way to eat kosher meat is by shechting an animal. Are you mechuyev to shecht? But nevertheless, we make the bracha. It's mevurning. We make the bracha al Shechita. So what's the bracha v'tzivanu? This is a discussion whether it is a mitzvah, whether it's not a mitzvah. The Taz says that Shechita is a... The Taz understands that you can't define birchas hashchita, even though we say hashchek d'shem tzayis v'tzivanu, but it's not per se a birchas hamitzvah in terms of a chiyuv to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's a birchas hashvach. The Rebbeinu Shalom took klaus only separated them the same way kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash eat things that have kedusha. A yid only eats things that have kedusha. He only eats kosher food. He only eats certain minim of animals that are on a higher spiritual plane than others. And in order for a yid to eat meat, he has to shech the animal. And he has to raise that animal to the level of a mamleches kohen of a goy kodesh as a birchas hashvach, similar to making birchas ha-teira, to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for the privilege of only being able to eat kosher meat. We say the bracha hashem v'dishon v'tzoyz v'tzivonu, but really there's no v'tzivonu on the shechita per se. The v'tzivonu of anything is not to eat non-kosher meat, not to pollute ourselves with non-kosher meat. He says that, however, the Taz says, hafroshos trumas and maisris is a birchas hamitzvah. Over there, one is mechuyev. If one has tevel, one has produce that has to be separated, one is mechuyev to separate, which is really the kasha that we just asked. Reb Kiva Eger over there says on the Taz, no. He says the same thing as shechita. Shechita is not a mitzvah. Shechita, one is not allowed to eat meat that's non-kosher. Therefore, one has to shech. Trumas and maisris, he says, is the same thing. One is not mechuyev to take off trumas rices. If you want to eat from the produce in Eretz Yisrael, and we might add, the same way we just said by shechita, if one wants to eat meat, and one wants to raise that meat, if you want to say it in a more musadik way, if one wants to eat meat, and one wants to take an animal and raise it to the level of being roy, to become part of a human being, one has to raise that by a maisa shechita. Trumas and maisis is from produce in Eretz Yisrael. If one wants to eat from the produce of Eretz Yisrael, one has to give it the kedusha of hafroshes trumas and maisis. Otherwise, you can't eat from the produce of Eretz Yisrael, but it's not a mitzvah per se. This is a conversation back and forth over there between the Taz and Kiva Eger. Many Achronim since then have commented either leaning in one direction or the other. The Taz, as we said, is mechalik between Shechita and Hafros Trumas and Maisris. Reb Kiva Eger understands that they're both the same. Other Achronim understand that both of them are Chiyuvim Gemurim, and that's why he says Shekhet Deshorim and Saiz of Tzivonim on both. But there's an interesting Morgan Avrom, and this is negated to everybody, practically, not everybody, but women at least. The Morgan Avrom and Oyachayim Simon Ches, when he's talking in Hilchis Tzitzis about standing, and the Morgan Avram brings over there a discussion which brachas one sits. Many people know that preferably birchas hanenin should be said sitting. When a person makes a bracha on food, one should preferably sit. Birchas hashvach should be said standing, which is why we stand up when we say the bracha on lightning and thunder. One wants to make an oisim aisim bereshis on anything, one stands. What about Birchas HaMitzvahs? Is it proper to stand or proper to sit? Of course, if you make the bracha sitting, you yotze. You make the bracha standing, you yotze. But what's the proper way to say the bracha? Birchas HaNen, one is sitting down to eat. Therefore, the optimal expression of the bracha is by sitting down. Birchas HaShvach should be said in honor of the Shvach, that one is about to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam for creating whatever it is that he created. One stands. What about Birchas HaMitzvah? The Magen Avraham says that when he's talking about Birchas HaTzitzis, the halach is to stand when one makes a bracha on tzitzis. One doesn't sit on his bed when he's putting on his talis gadol in the morning. One stands up, and the talis gadol, of course. Tefillin Ashkenazim stand, and the Svaradim sit down and stand and sit down al pi kabbalah. But what about tzitzis over there? The Magen Avraham, when he's talking about tzitzis standing, the Magen Avraham suggests that the reason why one stands by tzitzis is because Birchas HaMitzvahs and Birchas HaMitzvahs should be stood by. And he brings over there, however, Hafroshas Challah, the Magen Avraham says, one does not have to stand, the Magen Avraham says, because over there there's no mitzvah to be Mafish Challah. Everybody knows the tremendous chus of being Mafish Challah. You could read the recently published biography of Rebbetzin Kanievsky. There's a whole chapter there on Rebbetzin Kanievsky's famous Hafroshas Challah, which thousands of women used to go to for the schusim, for the brachas, for the tefillas, or just for the inspiration. But the Magen Avraham actually says that there is no mitzvah of Hafroshas Challah. All it is tikkun meichel, which means that when one makes a certain amount of dough, the dough becomes tevel, one is not allowed to eat, in order to be misaken. The same way you have to shech an animal, or you have to be mafrish, in order to be able to eat the cucumbers, one has to be mafrish chal in order to eat from the dough. But it's not a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv as a mitzvah. Of course, one's mekayim mitzvah, one does it. But there's no chiyuv to be mafrish chal. All it is tikkun meichel. The goyin over there in Shulchan Aruch asks very strongly against the Magen Avraham. He argues. He says there's a mitzvah that one there's a mishnah mufureshes. One should not make dough kabayim kabayim. One should not make half shiurim. You need a big amount of dough in order to be mafish challah. One should not make it in shifts. Make a third and a third and a third in order to avoid hafroshas challah. There's no mitzvah. What's the problem? All this is tikkun meichel. Says the goyin, it's obvious from the Mishnah that there is a mitzvah gomer. There's a chiyuv, and still the halacha is one can sit. So it's obvious that the reason why one could sit is not because it's not a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. Filahochi, you could sit. There's actually an Avud Raham in his Pirush on mitzvahs and on brachas that says clearly that there's no din in Birchas HaMitzvahs that you have to stand. Only Birchas HaShvach you're supposed to stand. He says that there are six mitzvahs. He gives a simon Alat Shalem, Ayin Lamed Tzadik, Shin Lamed Mem, which stand for Oimer, Lulav Tzitzis Shofer, Levona, Kiddush Levona, and Mila. All these six mitzvahs, one stands. But otherwise, there's no inyan per se in Birchas HaMitzvah that one is mechuyev to stand. Those six, by the way, each one has a separate reason. Oimer, the pasuk says, Koma, Lulav, one is supposed to stand. There's a different reason brought down for each one that has nothing to do with mitzvahs per se. The Abu Draham says, of course, that mitzvahs that are niskayim optimally be yeshiva, for instance, Kiddush, Matzah, which is a Matzah Tfilah, one should do sitting. Sukkah, which is a Yeshiva Sukkah, living in the Sukkah, one says sitting. There's a Shaila the first night of Kiddush, meaning in the first night of Sukkahs. When one makes the Leishah Basukkah in the Sukkah, so even those, some say that even those that normally would sit by Kiddush should stand because of the Birchas HaMitzvah. If you hold the Birchas HaMitzvah, you stand. So even those that normally sit by Kiddush would stand. Some say Fakeret, that you should sit by the Birchas HaSukkah, because the Leishav HaSukkah is said optimally sitting. Different shittas. Me'inyan le'inyan, like we said, that there are certain types of mitzvahs which are not mitzvahs per se. But when you're in Mekayim, then of course you're doing a mitzvah, but the real mitzvah is the Isser, not to, for instance, not to eat, not kishoch nemid, not to eat tevel, not to eat dough that has been separated, and it's only in order to facilitate consuming that thing, the meat, the dough, the produce, one is mechuyev to do the mitzvah in order to be machshir the food. So tikkun oichel, as the Magen Avraham says, is another interesting example of this. The machlokes is the Rosh and the Rambam about kedushin. You stand by a chuppah, and according to some shittas, a man when he gets married is mekayim a mitzvah, he's mechuyev in pruvu, he's mechuyev to get married in order to be Mekayim Peruvu. So he has a mitzvah of Kikach Yishu, Torah says other money and mitzvah is counted as mitzvah sim deraisa. L'chayy has to make a bracha, and the attacker is a bracha. When we stand on the chuppah, we say shekhe d'shan b'mitzvah yisof. The bracha that the Masada Kedushin makes, why doesn't the Chosin make the bracha? This is a discussion of the Rosh in the beginning of Kedushin. It's his mitzvah, it's his bracha, why shouldn't he make the mitzvah himself? Why should it? Very often people don't even realize that the right thing in order to cover for some shittis is that the Masada Kedushin should moitzi the Chosin. But the Rosh says that no, the Rosh says that it has nothing to do with the mitzvah per se. The mitzvah of Kedushin is not a mitzvah, he says. All it is, like we said with the other things, it's a hechsher in order to be able to live with a woman and to have children, which is a mitzvah, in order for him to be able to live as husband and wife with his as a couple, so he has to get married. But not that getting married is a mitzvah per se. The Rosh says that all it is a bichsa shvach. Again, the Klai is on a higher madrega. We don't stop get married, but we get married ayidei chupa and kedushin. It's a bichsa shvach, not a bichsa mitzvah. The Rambam seems to indicate that there is a mitzvah kedushin, in which case l'chayre, the bracha is a bichsa mitzvah. If it's a bichsa mitzvah, so the Rosh says that l'chayre would be better l'chayre for the chosin, but lo shemana that the chosin himself is his own Masada Kedushin. There's an interesting discussion, Me'inyin Le'inyin. Another place we have a similar idea is mitzvahs where one is not Mechuyiv. There's a discussion in the Mefarshim why one does not make a bracha. The Goyin says that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the whole Pesach. It's not just Be'erev Teichel Matzah, the first night of Pesach, but Shivas Yom Teichel Matzah is all 7 days when a person eats matzah. That is, the matzah you could be yoytze the mitzvah with hand matzah, shmura matzah. One is yoytze actually the mitzvah of shivas yom teichel matzahs. So why does one not make a bracha? There's a discussion that even though it is a mitzvah, but one's not mechuyiv to do the mitzvah. The same type of discussion, which leads us back to the other things. If there are certain things which are not a mitzvah, ones but one is not mechuyiv to do, then why do we make a bracha? Which things do we make a bracha, which things not? It's a discussion unto itself. How to define which mitzvahs, a discussion the Rishonim have already written much, and it makes for a fascinating and very varied conversation, discussion about different types of mitzvahs, which mitzvahs do have birchsa mitzvah, which mitzvahs don't have birchsa mitzvah, oit chazoy.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.